welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
When Jesus hangs on the cross of Calvary, after all that's been said and done to him, everybody left him, including his father, on the cross. The Bible says it got dark. I believe that was God turning because he couldn't look at what's happening to his son. The sins, say the sins. How many of you ever fallen into a temptation? Say sins. The sins of mankind, past, present, and future. That means those that were alive then, those that had died, those that would be born later, God, through his son Christ, and the ultimate sacrifice, let his son take on the sins of mankind because his love is unconditional. He loves you and I so much. All the mess ups, all the bad choices, some of the temptation we fell into, Jesus, when he gave his life and said it was finished, wiped the slate clean. His words were so powerful, the Bible says the graveyards were emptied. The veil of the temple split in two. The earth shook. Can I tell you something? God's love given through you and I will shake the world. What the world needs right now is a good shaking. Do you ever take a rug out of your house? And I've seen some people do this. They put it over the banister and they start whooping it. Have you ever done that? But you and I can't conceive what's on the inside of that rug until we start smacking it. You and I can't believe what was on the inside of us until Jesus said, "It is finished." And if I could put a comma in there, once and for all. That's what God's love does. It takes everything that we've ever done, everything we've ever said, anything, it's gone, taken away. The Bible says that Jesus, he went into hell to preach what? The good news to the captives. Amen. Do you understand what hell even would be like? I can't comprehend it. But Jesus walked into the enemy's encampment. And Jesus was preaching the good news about it's finished. Third day, what happened? The Holy Ghost said, it's time. He set the captive free with the good news of Christ. And before he left, because the Bible says this in Revelation, that Jesus now has the keys, say, of death, hell, and the grave. Death reigns over humanity. People are afraid of death. But Jesus walked up in hell as he was walking out. Oh, Holy Ghost, hold on a second. Hey, death, hand over the keys. Amen. They don't belong to you anymore. Amen. Because I set all of humanity free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Why be captive when he set you free? Years ago, this really happened. There was a sheep herder. Somebody had come and stolen his sheep. Well, the police later on found the truck, found the sheep still tied up, and they began to take the sheep off the truck and untied them, and they began to run all over the place. One of the sheep they untied, never got up. It laid there. It just wouldn't move because that little sheep thought he was still tied up. But the rope had been removed. Jesus Christ, with his love, removed that which had us tied up and bound, and he comes up and he slaps us, and away we go. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says it this way, let all that you do be done with love. See, we talk about little things like faith. Faith operates through love. What kind? God's agape love. Listen to James 2:8, if you don't mind, in the Amplified. If you really fulfill the royal law. So there's a question now. What does this royal law mean? Listen, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and you do what? Say you do well. The Bible says love your neighbor, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love your enemy. So in the kingdom of God, there's no place for us ever to hate, but always to love. What we're experiencing in our culture today are people who hate one another. They've lost the love of God. See, we try to remove God from every aspect of life and substitute it with a whole bunch of garbage. I remember when I was in a city years ago, probably 30 some years ago, and there was a large garbage strike. I never forgot this. And people couldn't get rid of their garbage. It was just piling up, terrible stench. So one guy got a bright idea. This is a true story. He took all of his garbage, wrapped it up as Christmas presents, and left it in his car. Guess what happened? All the presents disappeared, and the person who stole them got a present. People are always wanting to steal. But see, our natural man shouldn't rise to the surface before the love of Jesus Christ does. When people are lost, they do lost things. Listen to what it means now. What's the royal law? Say royal law. It means this. The ruling, superior, ultimate law of life. Say God's love. It's the foundation principle for all of life. If you were to build a house, they would dig out a place for the foundation. You would put a footer in, and then you'd begin to build from the ground up. Say the ground up. We can't go anywhere without the love of God being a foundation in our life. Listen to what the word well means. Well means to be happy. It means to be healthy, and it means to be prosperous. Hallelujah. Listen, if you don't mind, go over to Isaiah. Listen to what it says, 9:6 of Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Say his shoulders. See, there's the kingdom of God, which is different from the world. The kingdom of God is built on his love, the foundation of his love. He cares about us. He loves us unconditionally. Say unconditionally. I can't shake this thing called love. Listen to what it says. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Say Wonderful Counselor. Wow, Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to establish it, uphold it with justice, with righteousness, from the latter time forth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will, say, perform this. When you hear the word Emmanuel, what do you hear? God with us. Say, God with us. And I have a note in my Bible, the word believe. Say the word believes. Who remembers when we preach this? What does believe mean? What's the acronym for believe? Say this with me. Because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory in every situation. Because Jesus came, and if I believe, and the word believe simply means this, I put my faith in trust in someone or something else. My faith as an individual is not in myself, not in any government, not in any person. My faith is in the man Christ Jesus who did it all for me. From the beginning of time and before time was, Jesus stepped in and he caused my life to be a life where I can serve God. I can love people unconditionally without ever hating or having any distaste for anything anybody says or does. Now, can I tell you something as a pastor? It's easy to not always like people. When I studied it out one day, when Paul talked about the thorn in the flesh, I studied it out and I came across the Greek word, and it means people. Satan was using people. Satan was using people. Has it changed? It hasn't changed, and it will never change. Somebody you don't even know had somebody say something bad about you, and then when you meet that person, they've already drawn a conclusion. You're good for nothing because of what somebody else has said. All I care about is the opinion God has of me. See, God's opinion of me, his opinion is at the right hand of the Father. Because when he looks down, he doesn't see anything but the shed blood of Jesus Christ. When he looks at his son, the Bible says he now is high priest over my confession. What is my confession? My confession is I love everybody unconditionally. Nothing can ever stop us. Why not? Because God's love, when it started before time began, all the way through his birth, his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ loves us Unconditionally. Say unconditionally. I looked up a word. I think you've heard this word. Serendipity. Ever hear that word? I found out what it meant. It means a dip of the serene into the common responsibilities of life. When something beautiful breaks into the monotonous and the mundane, that's Jesus. He was something beautiful, and he broke into the mundane and monotonous, and he changed my life. Say, he changed my life. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Say, wonderful. I wrote this in my Bible years ago. Write it in your Bible if you never did. It's very simple. Wonderful means no care. When the Wonderful Counselor shows up, there's no care. Have you ever gone to a counselor, any kind, for any reason? And even when you leave, sometimes what? Still got a bunch of questions. But when the Wonderful, say wonderful, Counselor speaks to us through his word, I don't have any care. I read healing scriptures every day to my wife and to myself. What am I doing? I'm putting my care on him. Amen. Why? Because on him, because he's a wonderful counselor, I have no care. Say no care. Here's another one. No confusion. What does that mean? I have no confusion at all because Jesus Christ is in charge. Say Christ is in charge. Say there's no confusion. So far, what do we have? Say no care. No confusion. And this is the one I like for our day and age. No chaos. The enemy has got the world in such chaos. It's spinning out of control. And it's because they left God out of government and out of our lives. I'm telling you, chaos can only be corrected by the Prince of Peace showing up. Understand, he's coming back. Yes. Amen. He's coming back. And when he comes back this time, it won't be in the form of a baby. It instead will be in the form of a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back. Say, he's coming back. Say, no chaos. Why no chaos? Because when Christ is in the middle of our lives, there's no chaos. Well, Pastor, I'm supposed to do this. I don't know what I should do, and I don't know if I should do this or that. Call on the name of the Lord. If this is a question that I have, all I've got to do is say, God, I don't know what to do with this. I need the help of the Holy Ghost. No complexity. How complex is life today for our children, our teenagers, marriage? Everywhere we look, everything has become complicated. When you take Jesus Christ out of humanity and out of culture, complexity begins to happen. Say complexity. I can't get my kids to do what I told them to do because they haven't had an example. Jesus Christ wants us to experience no complexity in anything we go through in life. None. Say none. Well, Pastor, is it possible? I just told you it was. I found out Christ is all that we've read here and much more. Here's the last one. No conflicts. In Christ, there is no conflicts. But we make it complex. Why? Because we choose to go the route of man. In Christ Jesus, say in Christ, is the answer for everything. Say the answer for everything.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.